But we're going to move on to something else that's caught my eye. And this is about new amendments, which could soon do away with violent labor strikes. Because under these new rules, aggrieved workers would apparently have to obtain a certificate of non-resolution before taking to the streets. They'd also have to say where they plan to picket and so on. South Africa has a long and detailed history, as you and I both know, of what have been often violent and destructive strikes. So is this the ultimate solution to that problem? To answer that question, we're joined by SAFDU's acting spokesperson, Patrick Craven. Patrick, a very good afternoon to you. So these regulations, what is your position as SAFDU?
Good afternoon. We are very much opposed to them. The right to strike is enshrined in the Constitution, so there should be no question about strikes not being allowed to take place. And we accept that there must be some basic rules to regulate. But we believe that even before these amendments, the rules were very, very strict. All sorts of procedures that had to be gone through before a strike could be declared as protected because there had been a breakdown in negotiations. So even under the existing laws, workers couldn't simply go on strike. But now even more restrictions have been placed relating to the procedures that must be gone through, bargaining, conciliation, and so on. Even worse, we think, are the changes to the rules on picketing, which we believe will make it virtually impossible for workers on strike to stand outside the premises where they work, and talk to people going in who are still working. Of course, we're opposed to violence, but violence is against the law anyway. If anybody assaults somebody, you don't need a special labor law to regulate that.
But Patrick,
and we think it's just an excuse to try to make it as difficult as possible for workers to go on strike.
Okay, let me ask you this, because a lot of people who are in support of these new amendments are saying we need them because in the past we've seen these destructive and violent demonstrations, and that you as unions have often failed to be able to control your members so that when they are out on the streets demonstrating, they don't do things like damage people's vehicles and other property, for example, that they don't even damage company property. So what are you as unions, as SAFDU in particular, going to be doing better control that sort of situation so that we avoid a situation where, as you say, regulations are introduced that would curtail your right to strike?
Unions have always done everything possible to keep any kind of action, whether it be a strike or a march, as peaceful, orderly, and disciplined. And there's not a great deal more that can be done. So long as all these obstacles are put in place. And I think the simple answer to those people who sent you messages is that if you make it almost impossible to have a protected strike, there is far more likely to be violence, because workers will take action independently of any union. And increasingly that is happening. A number of strikes which have taken place recently, particularly of the expanded public works program workers, haven't involved any union at all. It's simply workers are so exasperated and frustrated that they simply walk out of their workplace anyway. And that will happen more and more if the unions, which are in a much better position to control and discipline strike action, are faced with such huge administrative obstacles that they cannot remain in control of the process.
Okay.
So it's really, it's self-defeating, I think, this the idea that you can somehow legislate to prevent things like violence. There are laws in place already, and in addition to that, the unions themselves have very strict rules that there must be no violence or intimidation or anything against the law on a union organized strike.
Patrick Craven, acting spokesperson for the South African Federation of Trade Unions, speaking to us about the proposed amendments to the labor laws, which would allow for a stricter management, if you will, at official level of planned protests by labor in this country. In fact, Greg in Johannesburg already standing by to respond to some of what Patrick has said. And you are not impressed, Greg, with the handling of these strikes by unions.
No, he's admitting to himself. Your question was perfect. What are you doing to stop strikes getting out of hand? He says, we're doing all we can, and they still get out of hand. So logically, the government has to step in. If he's saying, oh, we're doing this and this and this, but we could still do more, well, then the legislation isn't necessary. But the fact that he is doing all that he can, and it still gets out of hand, it means that further legislation is required to keep a strike orderly.
Greg in Johannesburg, thank you.